Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan appeared before the House Oversight and Reform Committee Thursday. He said the U.S. apprehended more than 800,000 migrants since last October. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says many of those apprehensions were in one sector in southwest Texas. TPR's Lauren Terrazas reports.
The Del Rio sector stretches across 200 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border between Terrell County and Webb County. Del Rio sector chief patrol agent Raul Ortiz says the predominantly rural area accounts for some of the highest foot traffic of asylum-seeking migrants. He says the numbers dropped slightly in June, a common trend for the hot summer months, but he also credited his neighbors to the south.
I think that what the Mexicans have done over the last several weeks has impacted and reduced the number of people that are coming across that river right now, and so hopefully they can sustain that.
Del Rio is ranked number 3 in the country for the number of daily apprehensions and number 2 when it comes to migrant detention. A new Trump administration policy now requires immigrants to apply for asylum in another country before they arrive at the U.S. southern border. Ortiz says policy details or implementation of that policy have not been pushed down to the local level. He outlined the apprehension numbers after CBP officials discussed border issues with community members. In Del Rio, I'm Lauren Terrazas.